Entertainment only. The views and opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We are at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at KFARradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I am your host, David Prues. Before I get into the show, I've got to give a shout-out to a couple people. Had Randy give me a call yesterday, tell me about some issues I was having with my North Korean equipment. At the same time, Al was texting me, telling me I was having issues with my North Korean equipment, and I got it fixed, but I still have North Korean equipment, and it's a minus 30 below, so it's susceptible to more issues. But I have Brett Roderman with the assembly in the studio here with me, and then at the second half of the hour, I have Mike Prox in the studio with me, and hopefully, between the three of us, we can get all issues with the North Korean equipment worked out. What say you, Brett Roderman?
Now you got my interest. I wasn't listening yesterday. What was the issues with the North Korean equipment?
A button not pushed.
Oh.
It's North Korean equipment.
It's
North Korean. It was okay. It was not operational issues.
I'm glad to hear that because I may or may not have done the same thing when I was hosting
Everyone
the show.
Does it. Yes. Everyone. Yes. The North Korean equipment bites you.
Yes. Did you have people beating down the door to tell you that? Or
no, I had Randy call in and Al texting in.
Okay.
We got it before the alarms went off.
When I did it, I had Teresa come running around the corner, and in the door she came.
Yep.
So,
and hit the button for you.
Hit the button. But anyway, whatever. It's still North Korean equipment, I agree.
I know, but anyway, how you doing?
I'm good. Yeah, good. So,
were you taking off over Christmas?
So, Friday, heading down to Phoenix, starting off there to visit my daughter and her boyfriend. And then, on the
daughters with boyfriends that you got to go visit. What a pain in the backside.
And then,
sounds like Danny's making you do that.
No, not at all. No, this will be good. They got a house now to stay in, no apartment, so in a spare bedroom, so that'll work out good. And then going to take them up to Vegas on the 26th. We'll go to a Vegas Knights game on the 27th. They leave out the 28th. Friends fly in from Tennessee. They'll go to the game with us. Then our friends and us will go up to Seattle, meet up with some friends from Fairbanks, go to a Kraken game there.
And you got a hockey trip.
Yeah, we're doing the hockey trip. So
good,
we're doing
you.
The Golden Knights and the Kraken and dink around in Vegas for a little bit and go soak up some sun in Phoenix. You know, it's nice down there this time of year. I wouldn't want to be there in the summertime.
But that is true.
it's nice. Yeah, a friend of mine just called me from there. He lives just outside Phoenix, and he said it was 76 or something like that. So,
how goes your assembly?
Well, it's going. Weird time of year. We were talking about this the other day when you called, and it's just odd. You know, you get elected to the assembly. You sit in on, I think, one committee meeting, and then we go on Thanksgiving break. And so we're off for a couple of weeks, and because we were off for Thanksgiving, and then we had the fifth Thursday in the month. So, you know, we had to take that off. Then you come back, you get an assembly meeting and one committee meeting, and then poof, you're gone for Christmas break. So tomorrow night we'll have a regular assembly meeting, and then we're off for Christmas break, and I don't think we come back until January 4th. So our newbies, we've only interacted with them at one committee meeting, one regular assembly meeting, and one work session with the interior delegation. So that's it. So yeah, it's going to be till after the first of the year till things start happening. Agendas have been pretty light. This one has quite a few items on it. Most of it's on consent. It's been kind of routine business lately. Nothing major has come down the pike. Tammy Wilson's got, she's got an ordinance coming up to allow e-collars or electronic collars on dogs as a restraint device. But she announced during the work session she's actually going to kick that back to the Animal Control Commission because they didn't have a lot of time to
go through it
and sort it out. It's pretty big. It's a pretty big ordinance. We're already starting to get some negative feedback on it from emails. So I'm thinking the public is probably not going to be for this. We'll see how that goes.
You know what I always counsel the council on or the assembly member on is if it's something complicated – that doesn't mean it has to be done right now.
Right.
Take your time, review it.
Yep.
Send it back, committee, work session.
Yep.
Get through it. Have a good talk on it.
Yep. That's exactly what Tammy said during the work session. She's like, she said, here it is. Read it. She already had one pretty major amendment in it. And she said, I'm going to recommend at the regular assembly meeting that we just throw this back to the Animal Control Commission and let them dig through this some more. So that isn't, we probably aren't going to discuss much of that, mm-hmm. you know. So again, it's been mostly routine business. Nothing's controversial lately. Nothing's really stirred up the public. Had an interesting planning commission meeting last night that I attended, and that involved Dave Dwyer and his range at the Fox shooting range.
Mm-hmm.
And that was an issue he came to me with, and I encouraged him to testify before the assembly, and that led to an administrative hearing, and it was decided at the administrative hearing that he did have grandfather rights on the property and that his neighbor that was complaining about that bought the property next door to him and was complaining about the noise didn't have a case. That guy appealed to the Planning Commission, and the Planning Commission denied the appeal last night, and so unless the neighbor wants to go to Superior Court, but he didn't even bother to show up at the Planning Commission meeting last night, and the burden of proof was on him, so it was kind of a slam dunk, but it was an interesting discussion. And anyway, Dave Dwyer now has grandfather rights on the Fox Range to continue operations
good.
As is, so that was good. That yeah. was a good win, and it was a unanimous. It was 10 to nothing. On the Planning Commission for that. So
yeah, it was interesting. The City Council of Fairbanks last night approved a budget. So my overall thought was they're in trouble.
I honestly didn't follow much of their budget process. Of course, obviously you know more about that mm-hmm. budget than I'll ever know. Yeah. And I didn't even bother to read the article in this morning's paper, so I have no idea where it went.
Well, a couple things. You have basically a $900,000+ reserve. Mm-hmm. Okay, that sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
But what they didn't say in the article is that they're going to be having the AFL-CIO contract come out of that is not hit yet.
Mm, okay.
You know, and another thing. So.
And that was the contract that was just being resolved when you left office,
yeah,
correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
So okay. Anyway, it... And at the same time, if that one's in the contract, what they didn't say is if that is in the funding that has a $900,000 reserve, they don't have the electrical workers contract, mm-hmm. which is the white collar in the building, white collar.
So that reserve fund is specifically for
that's
going to
you're going to be pulling that out of the reserve fund too.
Okay, all right.
And they didn't put in $250,000. They didn't put in more money for the temporary labor that you need to get through the winter.
Hmm.
They pulled money out in their work sessions. So probably in June or July when they're looking at refunding that's when they're going to be going, that's when they'll be running out of money and going into their reserve. And at the same time, you have a $3.5 million payment coming up in October for Marvin Roberts.
Ah, that's right, because that was not covered under insurance.
Exactly.
Right.
And so you don't have any reserves to pay for it now, so that's going to be on everyone's taxes.
Interesting.
Yeah. And then they increased another person as a community paramedic. And when I was a mayor, I started that project, and we got one. And then last year, you had one community paramedic and 10 more firemen. So there's no reason to put in another community paramedic at all when you don't have a good reserve. And then you're putting in another employee for the IT. Now, it was about 10 years ago that they did away with the IT position and the IT people, and they hired it all out. So there's plenty of IT in that building. It's a hired company on a different, on a contractual basis that's paid for in the budget. So you added two new people you didn't need to add, and you didn't have enough reserve for what's going to get you through the year.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And you got a $3.5 million payout.
Yes.
Interesting.
Should be a fun year.
Yeah.
Hopefully it doesn't snow much more. Hold it. But they're not doing plowing anyway because it's more than 30 below.
It's 30 below.
And that just doesn't happen.
I know. I do understand the premise of it. Obviously, anybody that's operated equipment knows that things break at 30 below zero. But, you've got a duty to the citizens that paid you the taxes, and sometimes you got to suck it up. And then, now you've got a massive amount of hard pack out there that they're going to have to go out and try to peel up.
I know.
They're going to go through grader blades left and right trying to peel it up. So I don't know. I suppose it could end up being a wash money-wise. I mean, you're going to tear up equipment no matter how you do it. You're going to tear it up at 30 below, or you're going to tear it up trying to peel up a foot of hard pack.
Well, so. here on Sunday, I'm driving at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And I see a City of Fairbanks dump truck on a Sunday,
okay.
And it's 27, 28 below. Okay. So they're doing something on a Sunday, which involves overtime at minus 28 below. But on a Monday, you're not doing anything because it's minus 31.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Interesting. Putting out your resources.
Yeah, I don't know what.
You're not making sense.
Was the did the dump truck have snow in it?
It didn't have any snow in it either.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you see it out there running around. You saying to yourself, me being on the council for 6 years and the mayor for 3 years, saying, what's that doing there?
Yeah.
What's that doing?
Huh. Interesting.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
This holiday season, Hale & Associates sends warm wishes to you and your family. May your days be filled with joy, love, and cherished moments. Happy holidays from everyone at Hale & Associates. This Christmas season, celebrate at the Botel. Cozy cocktails, draft beer, and having a great time with your friends. Come for the holiday cheer, stay for the riverfront vibes. The Botel, your perfect holiday getaway. Merry Christmas from everyone at the Botel.
As the snow creeps down the mountains and crunches under your boots, Alaska Gear Company only has one question. Are you ready? Introducing the Bunny Boot VBX Lite for those who move fast and travel light. And the Bunny Boot VBX Max, built for the extreme. Gear up right, gear up local. Stop on by Alaska Gear Company, and we'll get you ready for anywhere in any weather.
730 Old Steese Highway in Fairbanks.
Hi, this is Dr. Amy Cyberlick here to tell you about Health Talk. Every Saturday at noon, join Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical and special guests like me who have our fingers on the pulse of Fairbanks Golden Heart. Learn about a wide range of topics and pick up some beneficial health tips and practical health information pertinent to interior Alaskans. Listen live every Saturday at noon or online anytime at kfarradio.com. Health Talk with Dr. Looper, brought to you by White Spruce Medical. Check us out at whitesprucemedical.com.
Expecting more snow this winter? Then you need a Honda snowblower from the Woodway. Fingertip steering controls, electric joystick shoot control, one lever speed and direction control, super bright LED headlight. All this and backed by Honda's legendary reliability and a 3-year warranty. Wait, make that 6 years. If you buy in 2025, for the best selection, come in today and pick out your Honda. Ask about financing options. Be prepared the Alaskan way, the right way, the Woodway.
KFAR weather.
Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 24 below. Easterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Lows around 31 below. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 26 below. About an inch of snow tomorrow night through Friday night. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back in the studio here, and I got Jen Hamm. She's a oversight of David here, and she's going to tell us about a program she's working on other than oversight of David.
Fantastic. Let me just tell you, I am David's babysitter most days of the week because he does need one.
What else am I to you?
He's the candy man, just so you know that I always had a candy dish out, and since he eats most of it, he has to supply some of the candy he puts in there. So, you know, he definitely holds up his end of the part here. So I am the program director for Pump Up the Kids Adopt a Family program here in Fairbanks. In 1995, Love, Inc. started this program, and unfortunately, since they closed down, the radio station stepped up, and we decided to take over this program this year. So this is our first year out, so we're definitely learning lots of things as we go. In order for people to get qualified to be in this program, they have to be nominated by a school counselor, a caseworker, any like nonprofit agency, you know, your bishop at your church, something like that, somebody who knows your family. So what happens is that we receive adoption request forms and the families, you know, give us all the information, whether it be sizes of their clothes, interests, hobbies, and any individual, like what the family would need as a whole. So we take that, we put in some families and we would put them up on the windows, and some people would either take a couple of tags or adopt a whole family. We started out with zero and we ended up with 42 families, and they have all been adopted. And Fairbanks has definitely stepped up, and we are so very, very thankful for all the individuals and all the businesses who have adopted these families.
So what do you need?
Fairbanks, we definitely need you. Two of our families were returned to us yesterday as they were adopted, but they did not receive any gifts. Today is our last day for actually bringing in these gifts to us. We are over at the Cornerstone Mall on the backside facing the Steese next to Suntan. Sunfix Tanning. We are looking for things, whether it be gift cards. There is, you know, newborn clothes, Barbie dolls, toe straps. Some of the, you know, the individual items these people need, you know, whether it be a GVEA gift certificate, trains, you know, a left-handed baseball glove, we still need a lot of these items, and we would be happy if you wanted to even call us here at the radio station. But if you could come drop off anything for these two families that have nothing. On Christmas morning, we don't want any children to wake up and have nothing, because some of these families, they're in such a bad place that, you know what, maybe this is all that they actually do have to
get through.
To get through.
Yeah. How do they get in touch with you, and how do they deliver again?
So they can contact the station here at 907-451-5910. If they just want to buy some of these items, gift cards, they're going to come over to the Cornerstone Mall, which is 505 Old Steese Highway, on the back side next to Sunfix Tanning, today from 12 to 6.
Okay. And if they come here, make sure they bring some candy.
Right, because David will eat it all. Oh, by the way, he's a big fan of chocolate.
I'm a big fan of just candy.
I happened to see him hovering over the bowl when I came in.
Yeah. So. You know, I asked my girlfriend, Emily, if she went Christmas shopping for me. And she looked at me and she goes, "You've got Mike and Ike's, you got Swedish fish, and you got scotch. You're taken care of."
And if you bake something for him, he will be your best friend.
That banana bread, blueberry banana bread yesterday was incredible.
I know. I came into an empty container on my desk.
Not because of me. I did have multiple pieces, but you expected that. That was an expectation of yours.
Absolutely.
Well, Jen, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate
Look forward it. To seeing
you, Fairbanks. Yep. Brett, see what I go through with my upper management supervision?
Yeah, right, yeah.
And they put us in this room with purple pads right. and North Korean equipment, and I got that for supervision.
Right. Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. The only thing you don't get is straitjackets. That's all you need.
Don't give them ideas.
Right.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Oh.
Oh, well.
Huh.
It'll be fun to when Mike gets here because I want to talk with Mike about his perspective of the legislative priorities that you get, that the borough assembly gave. My God.
It was a... Yeah, it was an interesting meeting. Oh, my God. My wife texted me and said, don't forget your disclaimer. Even though it's not required, my opinions alone do not represent those of the North Star Borough nor the North Star Borough Assembly. So now I'm legal. That was an interesting work session. I thought the list was way too long. We did prioritize it, and we tried to get the schools bumped up first. That was good. But, you know, the major message.
Talk about the...
Yeah,
devil in the details. Yeah. This came in. In comes Mike Prox.
Mr. Grinch, the guy with no money for the assembly.
Yeah, we're talking about, Mike, we're talking about the assembly's legislative priorities to you. And Kristen Kelly was sort of snippety to you, as I read.
Well, a little bit, but we had a good...
She wants more money to the state to give to the borough.
Yeah, yeah.
How are you going to get more money, Mike?
Well,
what are you going to tax? What fee are you going to increase?
I don't know. I have the solution is, I should have brought it with me. I have the address. But people can send money in to the state. We gladly accept donations. And I have run a bill. Well, this is my third try to get it through, to put a checkbox on the PFD application. And... You know, if people really want something, they should be willing to pay for it.
Right.
And, you know, if we would do that, then that would make it a whole lot easier because those who want to contribute have Pick, Click, Give, and there's several million dollars are given through Pick, Click, Give, and that relieves it gives people the decision-making authority. They support the charity that they want to support. And I think there are, this almost seems impossible, but I think there's 680-something organizations that are signed up for Pick, Click, Give.
Wow.
And so people are doing that, but we need to do more of that. If we see a need that, and we think it's a need, well, we should be willing to fund it. Got to get used to that idea again. I'm having trouble getting that through the legislature.
I seem to remember, though, I'm going to have to corner Will Stapp again because, you know, he's all into numbers. But I seem to remember he figured out, you know, how much revenue or how many basically paychecks there are in the state. You know, how many gazillions of dollars go through that. And if you basically, I seem to remember him telling me if I took every dollar that every employee made here, I still can't balance our budget. I can't do it. And I need to pin him down on those exact numbers because it was interesting. And I might have that all wrong, but I think that was the gist of it, is you could basically steal it all and you still can't balance the budget.
Yeah. Well, I think if you try it through an income tax, if nothing else, the income tax would be high enough that more people would simply leave the state.
They just leave.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And really, with any tax, that's what happens. People vote with their feet.
Yeah. Okay. Fairbanks, with that, we're going to vote with our direct access from Fox News coming in a few moments. We're going to have some little bit of bumper music, some Fox News, some state news, some commercials and weather. And I think we all know what the weather is.
Weather's cold.
Whether we know it or not, it's cold. And we'll be back after that.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier, Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal, speaking about the U.S. military blockading oil tankers off the coast of Venezuela, says he believes there's ample justification to seize the tankers that are under sanction, especially those secretly helping Russia.
I would urge that we seize all of the shadow fleet tankers that are transporting Russian oil, clearly fueling Russia's oil war machine against Ukraine.
Hollywood paying tribute to acclaimed actor and director Rob Reiner, stabbed and killed alongside his wife at their home in California. Actor Rob Schneider on Fox says he believes Reiner was arguably the best filmmaker of his generation.
I really think the greatest eras of filmmaking in Hollywood was the 1930s, the 70s, and you got to put the 90s in there. And I don't think there was a better director in the 90s than Rob Reiner.
America is listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Former vice presidential candidate and former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin's bid for a new libel trial against the New York Times was rejected Monday by a New York federal judge who also refused Palin's request that the judge recuse himself. Associated Press reports Judge Jed S. Rakoff said in a statement opinion that he was scrupulous in affording Palin a fair trial last April when a jury concluded that the Times did not libel the former Alaska governor in a 2017 editorial. It was the second jury to reach that conclusion after the second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Manhattan ordered a new trial after Rakoff, in February 2022, said while the jury in the first trial was deliberating that he planned to dismiss the lawsuit because Palin had failed to show that the newspaper had acted out of malice. Regarding the request to recuse himself, the judge said the trial transcript shows he frequently ruled in Palin's favor during the trials. Palin sued the Times for unspecified damages in 2017, a decade after she was chosen by then U.S. Senator John McCain of Arizona as the Republican vice presidential nominee.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
Ugh, dead battery.
Head to Batteries Plus. Our experts will set you up with a new car battery. Most are installed in under 20 minutes.
That was fast.
Upgrade with a premier install for longer battery life. Batteries Plus, the experts in charge.
The Winter Solstice Festival Downtown Storefront Decoration Contest is happening now. Visit downtown and vote for your favorite decorated storefront now through Finale Day this Saturday, December 20th. Featuring free hot chocolate, reindeer photos, a mushing track in Griffin Park, an ice skating party at the Starter Block on Lacey Street, and solstice fireworks at 8 p.m. thanks to our friends at Alyeska Pipeline. See all event details at WinterSolsticeFestivalFairbanks.com.
Make those Christmas dreams come true with help from Frontier Outfitters, the outdoor store. Light up the eyes of your outdoor lovers. Alaska-proven clothing and equipment for fishing, hunting, camping, and hiking. Guns and gear, GPS, and more. You'll find the perfect gifts in one easy stop. Give a Frontier Outfitters gift card. It can also be used in Century Hardware and the Woolly Rhino as well. And gift wrapping is free. Your holiday shopping just got easier at Frontier Outfitters for your Alaskan lifestyle.
Nowadays, nothing is more important than saving money. And the best way to do that is with the radio station's 50-50 Friday offer. Every week, a different special from a different local business, offering gift certificates at half price. All from your favorite restaurants, shops, and events. So what's this week's 50-50 Friday offer?
This week's 50-50 Friday offer is a dream come true. An evening ride in a dog sled through the Alaska wilderness with North Star Dog Mushing. Your adventure starts at Ivory Jack's in the Goldstream Valley. You'll get a kennel tour and a ride down the trail with a possibility of spotting the famous Aurora Borealis. You'll create beautiful Alaskan memories behind this team of Iditarod race dogs. Get your dream adventure with North Star Dog Mushing for half price this week for 50-50 Friday.
Just log on to this station's website and click on that red 50-50 tag in the upper right-hand corner. Have your credit card ready and get ready to save big. 50-50 Friday, every Friday at 9 a.m. from the radio station.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM. And streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I've got the crew. We got Representative Mike Prox. We got myself. The only retired political in the room, and we got Brett Roterman, who's going to on a trip.
That's right.
What a jerk.
I know.
You're bailing on us. You are a wimp.
I'm leaving your hair with this cold.
You're a wimp.
I know, and I'm proud of it.
Wimpy boy.
Nope. Done enough cold. Time to thaw out.
So, Mike, you had Kristen Kelly telling you that you should give them more money. I laughed at that from the Borough Assembly. There's no money to give from your aspect, yet she's lecturing you on you should go out and find us more revenue, more money to give, and I just sort of shook my head.
Well, wait a minute. It's even worse than that.
Yeah.
It's not that he thinks there is no money. The entire Interior delegation sat in front of us and told us
there's no money.
There's no, I mean, yeah. Scott Kawasaki looked us right in the eye and said, guys, there is no capital budget. There's none. So there's nothing we can do with this list. So it wasn't just Mike. It was the entire delegation on both sides of the aisle were telling us there's no capital budget.
And then you had Garrett Armstrong chime in.
Who demanded more money for the Reeds Act to Senator Meyer. So that was an interesting exchange.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was an interesting evening.
It just seemed like some assembly members were rude.
I actually
and not very cognizant of the facts.
I ran into Scott Kawasaki at an event afterwards, and I actually apologized for the assembly. I thought you notice I was pretty quiet. I only answered Scott's question, and that was pretty much it. I was really not happy with the whole tone of how things went. I didn't think that was very well.
It's community-wide. We've gotten used to lots of money coming in from oil development, and we've developed that dependency culture, really, in Alaska. All of us, to a certain degree. And trying to appropriate money that already exists, that's what a tax is, we need to figure out how to get more private capital coming into Alaska. And that's when we were wanting to go for statehood, that was the objection, that there's no way to fund a government except developing resources. That's why the mineral resources on state land belong to the state. And it was deliberate. Whether that was good or bad, I don't know. But that's the way it is. So now we got to focus on this. And we have just so much opportunity if we do that.
You know, I had Adam Crum on yesterday running for governor, and he was a past Commissioner of Health and Social Services, and then 3 years as Commissioner of Revenue. Mm-hmm. Very knowledgeable person. And, you know, I always bring up, you know, you have Scott Kawasaki, Senator Kawasaki, bringing up House Bill 21. That's where we, you know, acquiesce all of our revenue income to the oil companies. And Adam was spot on. He goes, no, we did not. As a matter of fact, since we did that, we're getting more money now because the state gets more at a lower price. And now, since we did reverse some of the onerous things in there, before all the oil companies had left and did no drilling whatsoever, right. And now they're back and they're bringing Pica and Willow on. Before, they would never have done it because it all went to the state. They got none.
Yeah.
So don't let Senator Kawasaki say that, because we did Senate Bill or House Bill 21, we don't get this revenue. Wrong.
Right.
You're crying to the you're trying to scare the public.
Right.
Yeah, and misunderstand. Well, looking at it in the near term, looking backwards, that's how the legislature thinks.
Mm-hmm.
And that oil tax is a really good example. We didn't when Senate Bill 121 was passed or 21, whatever it was, when we readjusted the tax rates. SB 21. There we go. It didn't result in, you know, what we expected, but it did stop the decline from the North Slope, Prudhoe Bay. And that in itself is quite an accomplishment. If that hadn't happened, the way that the production was declining, we'd be somewhere down around 300,000 barrels a day. And that makes the pipeline that much more difficult to run, but it was a success.
Ready for a phone call?
Better take a phone call.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Tom Kennedy.
Tom Kennedy, how are you doing?
Very good. Hey, I just wanted to do a shout-out to Mike Cronk, who is elected as leader of the minority.
Yes. That was a good pick. He's a good hand. He We don't always agree, but he's...
A stable hand,
yep.
not a ideologue.
That's correct. He's more pragmatic than I am, as far as that goes.
You're an ideologue. Tom, thanks for the phone call, sir. Yeah, you're from North Pole.
Well, I told the assembly I've got a connection to Santa Claus, and he's not returning my calls.
Yeah.
And, you know, and even Santa Claus is having a tight budget this year.
Yes, yes. So,
yeah,
it's always challenging, but we have so many opportunities. This pipeline, I just hope we can make that go, and it's looking good, the gas line. That's really going to be a boost for all of the private economy in Alaska. The Ambler Road, that's getting closer and closer. I hope that goes. That will really be a big deal for that whole section of Alaska, but also Fairbanks.
There are certain things I look for. When Glen Farm did the contract with the Korean Steel Company to basically swap out the steel pipeline for future gas.
Yeah.
I knew it's happening now.
Yeah.
I always said when they start ordering the steel, that's when I'll get excited. Now, they just did that.
Yeah.
They just did that. Now, also, the Ambler Road Project.
Mm-hmm.
When Trump, with the U.S. government, comes in and buys into the area.
Yep. That's a good signal.
And then my thought is, okay, if you're an entity that is opposing this road, all your federal funding will be shut off. Be prepared for that.
Yeah.
So you better start saying good things about this road.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really huge. And it makes, I don't know if it'll happen, but if that Ambler Road goes through, they're going to be hauling a whole bunch of mineral ore down the highway now. But that makes the railroad, at least to Livengood, more viable.
Yeah. And as you said, investing in Alaska, that is a road that will have outside corporations invest millions, if not billions. In Alaska.
Yep. And if it does make the railroad viable to extend it up to Livengood, then that makes everything else going north much easier to do.
There you have more of a cement contact content in that area than basically the rest of the world.
Case in point.
Yeah.
Yes, right.
And therefore, you need a railroad for that reason.
Right.
To haul it out.
Yep. And a railroad, they make profit on freight. That's how they work.
And Port of Anchorage, which is now Port of Alaska.
Yep.
If I were you, I'd be making sure that Ambler Road gets in because this will affect you.
Yes, it will.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. The revenue that they'll raise bringing stuff through that port, staggering.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know.
Those are the economics and the building blocks that happen.
Yep.
So.
And if the railroad is more successful, that makes freight to Fairbanks less expensive. And it all, one thing builds on another. You've got to get kind of to a critical point, and then things are easier to do. And we should have, two or three decades of really positive growth if that pipeline goes through and if the Ambler Road goes through.
Sort of like Field of Dreams, build it and they will come.
Yeah, pretty much. Yep, works that way. Mm-hmm. That's people in...
Now, since I said build it and they will come, I'm going to look at Brett. What's your capital budget going to build that you can't afford to maintain this next year?
Well, yeah, it's going to be interesting when we go into this next budget. We were $10 million in the hole this last go around. I mean, I think it's logical to assume we'll probably be about $10 million in the hole this go around.
So that takes out your whole reserve that you can
pretty much.
Yeah.
It's probably going to get us close, certainly to the point where in the following year's budget, then you're really backed into a corner. So I think you can eke through this budget at $10 million over. And of course, you know how it goes. You're always guessing on tax revenues. You never really know
until everything. Actually, you know, it's only going to go up by a CPI indexed amount. That's
pretty
it.
Pretty much.
You know what's going to happen.
Right, because we don't have a whole lot of new construction going on.
And then you take a look into the account of your labor costs. Mm-hmm. They're under contract.
Yeah.
They're going up by about 3 to 4.5% every year.
Every year. Yeah. That's
so that takes your CPI index
away. It's just gone. So you lose that. So you've got whatever new construction has come on board. I'm looking around. I mean, there's definitely some stuff going up. It's all commercial stuff. That's good. That's bigger tax dollars, but it's not going to offset a $10 million.
Tom Kennedy, I know you're listening, buddy. I want you to run for borough assembly. I will be your campaign chairman.
There you go.
Really? He calls up all the time with great solutions. He was a retired teacher.
Mm-hmm.
I think he'd be fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, we could use more voices like that on the assembly, that's for sure, you know. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting as we go into this next one. Because obviously the state isn't going to be able to help out much this year. I think the Interior delegation did a very good job of spelling that out for us, you know, and laying out with some serious numbers. I mean, you just look at the numbers. They're not there.
Last year you guys asked for over $16 million in projects.
Mm-hmm.
What was your number this year?
Oh, 79 million?
So you asked for 79 million?
No, I think it was better than that. I think it was 72.
It was 70-something million,
because, I mean, yeah.
You asked for $70 million in projects.
Yeah.
You know what that tells me? You guys are in deep fiscal water because you just asked the state to bail you out.
Yeah, and there's just...
Oh, my God.
The current philosophy with the majority of the assembly is that you just ask for the moon and the stars. I've always argued, no, we need to give them a list of like five things.
Right? Yeah.
Pick five priorities, something that can be done. And that whole list, I remember saying you only found one thing that you might be able to sink your teeth into, and that was the fire suppression stuff.
Right. Okay, yes. Yeah. We're gonna take a commercial break, and I'm going to do two things during the commercial break. One, I'm going to walk outside the room and retch because of the $72 million request, because I know what that means. And two, I'm going to pray that the tax cap is re-voted in.
Yes, absolutely.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
As the snowflakes fall, the stars twinkle, and the northern lights dance in our coldest season, may your heart be warm with the magic of Christmas.
Happy holidays from the city of Norfolk, well of course.
From their kitchen to yours, Batter and Crumb wishes you joy, warmth, and plenty of sweetness this Christmas. They want to thank you for an incredible year and can't wait to bake for you in the year to come. Come by or call Batter and Crumb. Open Monday through Saturday off Airport Way.
Hi, this is Meadow Rydell with Kinross Fort Knox. This year, the Fairbanks Community Food Bank is facing one of their biggest challenges, with a near record of families in need. Please join us at Fort Knox in supporting the food bank through the holiday Hearts of Gold. During December, we'll match your financial gifts to the food bank. Find out more online at fairbanksfoodbank.org or call 907-457-4273. Holiday magic happens when we all work together. Thank you from Kinross Fort Knox.
Thank you, Fairbanks. Pump Up the Kids Adopt a Family is well underway, and we're so grateful for your amazing support to help provide a memorable Christmas for families in need. If you generously picked up a gift tag or adopted a family from the radio station, our gift drop-off location is now open. You can bring your gifts Monday through Friday from 12 to 6 p.m. at the Cornerstone Mall, 505 Old Steese Highway, right next to Sunfix Tanning, now through December 17th. But we're not done yet. Several wish list items still need to be fulfilled, and we're especially in need of stocking stuffers. Right now, we're looking for gift cards from stores like Fred Meyer's, Walmart, Costco, or any other gift card that can make a difference this holiday season. Gift cards can also be dropped off Monday through Friday, 12 to 6 p.m. at the Cornerstone Mall through December 17th. Thank you, Fairbanks. A special thank you goes to Lotto Alaska and the members of the Napa Auto Care Group like Frontline Automotive, Gabe's Truck and Auto, plus McKinley Orthopedic Sports Medicine and Spine, Kumon, and Samard Automotive.
Weather brought to you by Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing, offering 24-hour service from Salcha to Nanana and no mileage charge on callouts. The Bigfoot with the helping hand. Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing.
KFAR Weather.
Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with highs around 24 below. Easterly winds around 5 miles an hour. Partly cloudy again tonight, lows around 31 below. About an inch of snow tomorrow night through Friday night. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Derek Height.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. As I was outside of the purple padded room puking and praying, I thought about come-to-Jesus moments and with governments. Mm-hmm. Now, our state legislature has had their come-to-Jesus moment.
Yep.
And the real bad one's going to be when there is no dividend. And you better start looking at that.
And yes. And, you know, sadly, if you want a dividend, and the dividend does the best for Alaska, it should be funded to the level of the formula. I agree. But if you want a dividend, you're going to have to get in the battle and tell them, I would rather have the dividend, and I'll gladly forego something else, whatever it is. Tell us what you don't want, which is an unnatural act.
Basically, I got a feeling that in the next 2 years, there will be no dividend.
It's going to be really difficult to be able to fund a dividend.
And then the borough, Fairbanks North Star Borough, come to Jesus moment.
Yep.
You're out of money. You got no reserve. Yeah, 2 years, that's it. You're done. It.
Yep. Yeah, once we run out, then at some point, they're either going to – somebody's going to have to step up and – suggest something that we get rid of, you know, or
the cuts coming,
or they'll say, well, we have to have more revenue, you know, we have to dream up new sources of revenue, and of course that just means more taxes.
And the city of Fairbanks, this time next year, there's not going to be enough snow plowing money, but you'll have paid Marvin Roberts because you didn't put enough money in reserve in the beginning.
Yep.
And that's going to be on the taxpayers.
Yep.
Ready for a phone call?
Yep.
Okay.
Good morning, you're on KFR Radio, and your name is?
This is Charles. Dave, hey, I got something to warm you up here. I sent you a link to a Wally Hickel interview with Studs Terkel from 1971, right after he was fired, and he's quoting from his book, Who Owns America? And one thing in the last paragraph is, activities simply for private gain become destructive, and individual ownership is a passing thing. I hate to give any lefties some kind of material there, but man, listen to that interview. Maybe play it on the radio, man. Wow.
Yeah.
Appreciate the phone call. Look it up. Thanks. Yep. Thanks, Charles.
That is an interesting interview and an interesting book. The guy that my hat's off to him. You know, built Captain Cook, built a whole bunch of other stuff, and was speaking out against private ownership. Well, starts there, I guess. I don't know. That didn't happen.
Do you remember that I read somewhere that old Wally Hickel dreamt up the idea years ago of piping water from Alaska
to California.
Yeah. And everybody thought he was just completely crazy.
Yep.
And boy... You know, he wasn't so crazy.
What's the only rainforest in America?
It's
in Alaska.
It's in Alaska.
And the closest one is Ketchikan.
Yep.
They get an average of 250 inches of rain a year.
Yeah.
That's 3/4 of an inch a day average.
Can you imagine what our permanent fund dividend would be if we were piping water to California? And the Colorado River doesn't even make it to the ocean anymore. You know, you peel it off before it gets there. But if Wally could have got that dream through, it'd be flowing all the way, you know, into the ocean. So it's crazy to look back at some of that stuff. You know, you think they're crazy ideas. They weren't so crazy.
Yep. So, and, you know, in Pickle's defense, it was just fun to read all of the newspaper articles about building the Hall Road and the pipeline that Joni Skilbert has collected. Mm. And he said, we're going to build the road and jump on a bulldozer on the north side of the Yukon, head north, and they kind of surveyed it with airplanes. Follow that airplane.
Right. Yep.
Call me when you get to Peru.
Pull out your compass and go this latitude to this longitude at this degrees.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
So, Mike, what do you got planned for Christmas?
Well, it's kind of a low-key affair. It's just mainly my wife and I, and I'll probably be getting some socks, and she does a pretty good Christmas dinner.
There you go.
And then answer emails, I suppose.
Right. Yeah, angry emails, probably.
Yep.
So.
What does your wife usually cook for Christmas?
Usually it's actually ducks. She buys a few ducks, and she does a pretty good Christmas dinner.
Awesome.
Okay.
So that's good. That's a good time to just take it easy for a couple of days. Yep. And then, back at it. So.
Well, so I have to ask, what's your budgetary direction? You know, you've got 1 year's worth of reserve left.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're not going to have a source of income from taxes or fees. So you have to cut something or whittle down. Which department has the biggest budget? Because that's where you start.
Well, other than, you know, what we give to the school district, you know, that's our biggest one. Department wise is recreation. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's certainly something you could trim back, but you'll get so much pushback from the community. I don't know how.
Everyone wants their private park.
Yeah. Everybody wants their park, and they want their building and this, that, and the other thing. And, you know, I told people, just if you look at the borough and you look at how this borough started, the timing, the timeline of it, the pipeline, the glory days of the oil money, and, you know, most of our infrastructure and our big buildings and stuff were built during the glory days. And, you know, now it's not so glory days anymore, and we still have to pay for all this stuff, you know. It's always been the short-sightedness of government, you know. They build it, but they never plan for maintaining it, you know.
They want the shiny new penny, but...
Yep. But on that, things that... when I was in grade school in Minnesota, I had to buy a library card from the city of Fairfax.
Yep.
And that was accepted. There's lots of people who use the library, good deal, but maybe we should start charging for a library card. Maybe we should have a park pass to get into Alaska Land, all the other parks. That's the other thing. That was $25 a year to get into the state parks in Minnesota 50-something years ago. And so there's opportunities for that. We could raise the fee on the bus system. You know, none of those by themselves are going to solve the problem, but it all helps.
It all.
What it starts doing is start supporting what you use.
Support what you use. If you want it, you got to be willing to pay for it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, gentlemen, that is our show for today. Appreciate everyone being here, even though some people were
late.
Tardy. And some people are going to watch hockey in warmer weather.
That's right. That's right. I'll be thinking of you guys occasionally.
I can't wait. Fairbanks, that is our show. You have a great day, and I will see you on Friday.